Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving them all
on,
dress
like a million bucks, buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I've been saying it like that since I got it, too. I figure why stop now. A lot of people get bored with stuff that works for them because they just want to do something different. Sometimes, man, repetition is good. Sometimes repetition is good. Over and over and over until it becomes second nature. And then it's almost like you ain't doing it at all. That's what I've found. That's just a little piece of information. Y'all probably already know that, though. Sometimes I'm just a reminder. That's it. All right. Got a good one for you today. Yesterday, the other day, I was talking to you about the most effective weapon available to us as human beings, I think, is prayer. I think prayer helps us in so many ways. But right now, what I want to do is I want to show you how prayer pays off. I want to show you what good it can do for you. Even me, I use it every day. And the days I don't use it, I feel it. The days that I go, you know, without talking to him as much, I notice it. I feel it. I feel a certain kind of way. You know, that doubt starts slipping in again. That uneasy feeling of uncertainty slips in again. That wondering what I'm gonna do starts slipping in again. It happens to me. It happens to everybody, man, I think. I really, really do. You know, if people would just keep it real with each other, stop being this Christian, this Superman, because you ain't. You ain't. There's a scripture that says there's none perfect. No, not one. That's everybody. That cover all of us, don't it? So sometimes I think we're a little too hard on each other with that, too, seeing as how we not perfect. We immediately want to oh, man, you just want to kill when we find somebody do something wrong, especially if it go public. Everything go public now called social media. But anyway, I just want to talk to you about how prayer pays off. I mean, it's called ROI in money. People got money, call it ROI, so return on investment. People are always looking for a return on investment. You know, nobody in business really gives you money without understanding the return on investment. They don't even give monies to charities unless they think it can do something with the bottom line. A lot of companies work like that. I found that out myself. Sad, but it is true. So since everything is expected to work on a return on investment, I assume because we're human beings. So since we're all human beings, whether you're in business or not, you're still in the business of living. I think when you pray, you should expect a return on your investment. You talked to him. You spent time opening up to him. You bowed your head to him. You humbled yourself. You got on your knees. I mean, but really we talking God here. So really what you doing ain't really about nothing, be honest with you. The little bit that you do on his behalf, it just pales in comparison with what he does. But let's just say you want to call yourself invested. Well, let me show you how it pays off. This, because see, for me, this is for me now. Prayer pays off in different ways. That's what I had to learn. See, I was praying, but I was asking him specifically for what I wanted. I had the audacity, though, to turn around and tell him how to do what I wanted. That's amazing, man. I can't tell you how many blessings I blocked coming my way by putting my faith in what I said I wanted and how I wanted him to do it. I want you to give me this. I want that person to go away. I want this person to accept everything you say. Then I want to go over here and I want this deal to happen like this. And I want that person to just step aside and let me through. And then I want that. I had it mapped out. God must have been chuckling really hard. He had been going, boy, I made you to be funny, but boy, you funny now. So you're going to tell me how to do it. And you've all heard this right here. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. Well, that's what I did. And that's how we pray a lot of times. We pray. And we pray in the prayer, we're telling him how to work it out. Well, here's the deal. This is what I've learned. Prayer pays off in different ways. There's a different return of my investment when I pray. See, sometimes when I'm praying for something, a situation to dissolve itself or go away, sometimes I get courage out of the prayer. Prayer provides me courage. That's just to go on and look at it, I guess. Face it. Then sometimes when I'm praying about a situation, sometimes prayer gives me hanging power. Sometimes, man, I look up and I'm just handling it better. Sometimes prayer gives you laugh it off power. Sometimes, man, you just got to laugh it off. Whatever, man. You tripping. Do you know what that is if you could do that? You know, sometimes it gives you a show of strength, power. Sometimes prayer allows you to have the appearance that you got it all together. Nobody got to know the whirlwind, the tornado, the hurricane that's swirling in your life. You standing over there like the eye of the hurricane. And it's all swirling around you, but you standing there like the eye. You just as calm. That's what prayer does. So when you pray, man, it builds up a lot of things in you. You know what it's done for me? Prayer has built up character in me. It's made me have more character because I'm able to stand stronger on the things I say because I've been praying, because I've been asking God for all of those return of investments. I've been asking God for courage. I've been asking God for hanging that power. I've been asking him to give me the power to walk away. I've asked him to give me ignored power. I've asked him to help me laugh it off. I've asked him to show me strength. But you know what I was doing? I was really praying, not really for them things, be real with you. I was asking him to help me. Lord, help me. You ever done that? You ever asked God for help? And then all of a sudden a list of these things show up? See, sometimes how you want the problem to be solved ain't the best way. There's a lesson to be learned when we make mistakes. And sometimes you got to stay in that fire and you got to learn that lesson. But guess what, though? When you come out of it, you're going to be better for it. You're going to know more about it. Come on, y'all, pray. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You done tried everything else. Look where you're at now. What about prayer? Yeah, people kill me, man, trying to talk me off this hustle right here. God ain't this and God ain't yonder. Lord left me. Lord don't leave nobody, man. Look at your decisions. God has never left you. You turned your back. You went the other way. You tried something else. You took another swing. You went another route. You looked for an alternative solution. That was you. That ain't never him. He's solid. His word is true. It lasts forever. He do what he say he gonna do now. All day. All night, 24/7, he 24/8. He do it all day, all night, and then some more. His word don't ever change. It's true. It works for me. It worked for you. It worked for Jakes. It worked for Osteen. It worked for Kirk Franklin. It worked for Paula White. It worked for Billy Graham. It worked for Mother Teresa. It worked for Gandhi. It worked for princes, Arabs. It worked, man. It worked for you. What you waiting for? Why don't you put prayer in your game? Watch what happened to you. You sitting in that jail cell and you struggling with it, and they telling you blood in, blood out, you can't get in. That's foolishness, man. What you mean? God can get you out of anything. Look, man, if you done read your Bible, he done got some people out of some sticky situations. I don't know what you talking about. If Daniel was in the lion's den and Jonah was in the belly of the whale, what you talking about? Where you at? You just sitting in a cell with some dudes around you talking about what they going to do. Man, you got to be real. God can't nothing do nothing. Nobody can do nothing to you. God won't give you the strength to handle. Prayer changes things, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. I'm the one they left behind, but I'm here now. Yeah. So they went to Punta Cana, didn't even take me. I didn't know they were going. Damn. But I'm here holding it down with everybody. What's up, Carla?
What's happening, Jay Anthony Brown? We are back fresh from the Dominican. What's going on?
Welcome back.
Did you bring me a T-shirt or anything? Some sand and seashells? Nothing. All right, holding it down with me also, who did not go? Tommy, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm in the building. I got one question for Carla.
Yes.
What has happened? Where's my uncle?
Where's everybody?
Where's Junior? Where's out? Y'all can't go nowhere and come back home.
They can't go no damn way, man.
What's wrong? What's the problem?
I don't know what's going on with the crew. I'm here. I barely made it. You know, we were yesterday. But today, I don't know. I guess the jet lag has set in again today. So, you know, some folks
y'all
may be a little bit under
the whole team
weather.
Fall apart. What is wrong with
y'all? I'm trying to tell you. That's when you kick it too hard, Jay and Tommy.
So that's how you're going to leave it. You don't know where nobody is. You're going to just get the top of the surface. That's how you're going to do me?
I'm going to tell you like they was calling me and saying it. So, hey, allegedly.
Where is my uncle? Where is Shirley?
Where's Junior?
Yeah.
What have you done with these people?
I don't know. We
got to
hold it down, though.
We're going to hold
it
down.
Did y'all all go there? Were y'all all together?
Yes, we were. We were all on the same flights and everything. We were all together. We had a fantastic time. We thanked everybody yesterday. I mean, y'all ain't been at work either.
We've been here holding it down. We've been here mad.
No, you haven't.
We've been doing other things now.
We've been doing some other things.
We had barbecue duties, girl. Man. We had stuff to do.
Labor Day, huh?
Labor Day, girl.
Yeah, boy. We've been doing it while y'all were gone, yeah. You know, sometimes you had a house to yourself. It's so much fun.
You know that,
well,
girl.
You were greatly missed. You were greatly
worried. Did they ask about us?
Oh, absolutely. Everywhere we turn, where's Tommy? Where's Jay? They were looking for you guys, but it was a fantastic time had by all. Steve Harvey, Sand and Soul. It was so successful. We are doing it again. Stay tuned for the big announcement, but it's all good. Yes.
Junior told me yesterday, he hit me up on the phone. He did call me, said there was a white lady down there looking for me.
Wait, you know it, Jay? A couple
Damn.
Of them.
Damn.
You missed out, Jay boy.
Cheryl Underwood, she's exhausted.
Y'all had a good time.
I heard Apollo was good, Carla.
Yeah.
Yes, Apollo. We did Apollo Live. You know, Steve hosted that. That was fun.
Did
they
boo the people for real?
Oh, from the gut?
Ooh. From the gut.
Yeah, from the gut. Same thing. Dominican Harlem, same thing. Apollo, baby. Rules don't change.
Well, here or not here, we're going to be stupid no matter what. We're going to
make
it happen.
All right, so coming up, 32 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown, Nephew Tommy will tell us what they have been doing. They haven't
We had some fun.
Inside of Something Funny. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today, the crew, we are here holding it down. Right, J. Anthony Brown, Nephew?
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. Y'all left us. Now you're yeah. talking to us. Didn't call us the whole time you was gone. Didn't hear from you. Didn't even call or text. Or
when you
nothing.
Go international, y'all change. Y'all really do.
We get Hollywood with it.
Yeah,
we
y'all get real brand new. Y'all go over there water and forget about
they got
Punta
Cana with it, man. I can't believe y'all.
Stand a soul. Did you survive? Oh, my goodness. All right, so the real question is, what have you guys been up to? What y'all been doing? Y'all ain't been to work either. Where y'all been?
What you been doing, Tommy?
You know what? I barbecued my butt off this past holiday. I did. I did. Now, on the real, though, y'all know I've been, like, on a strict diet where I've only been eating fish, chicken. That's the only type of meat I've been eating, right?
Okay, so no red meat.
But, you know, when the family, when you're cooking for the family,
you got to cook red meat.
You got to cook everything. So I got eight slabs of ribs on the pit. Mm-hmm. I got everything. I got sausage links. I got brisket. I got everything. Mm. So I call myself Dipping Away Caller. Check it out now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take me a bite of one of them doggone ribs. That's what I'm going to do.
No,
I slid away and took a bite of one of them ribs. And let me tell you, I had the headache of a lifetime because I hadn't had it. It put me into something.
Was it worth it? The headache?
Bite was good, but it wasn't worth that headache.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was not worth that hate. You know, they say I should have bit it and spit it out. You know, I should have tasted it.
Oh, get the taste.
Many times I've done that. And
okay. Anyway.
But anyway, I barbecued, played with the kids, had fun at home. That was my thing.
Okay, so that was your weekend. What about you, Jay?
I went to every damn movie that's out. I seen everything.
What did you see, Jay?
Oh, my God. I seen Alex. I seen them crazy puppets. I seen Searching. I seen Alpha. I seen everything. I seen 22 Miles. I seen everything. Now, I didn't even pay but one price.
Did you keep going out, coming back in?
Yeah, man.
Jay, you're not supposed to do that.
Caught doing that, but that's what I do.
So you're in the movies, huh?
I had a good time. And watched a lot of TV. A lot.
I did that.
Your show that you can watch over and over? Mine is Law & Order. I can watch Law & Order.
You know what, Jay?
Yeah.
It's going to sound crazy. I'm Forensic Files.
Really?
HLN?
On HLN. I could just, like, take it out for the night. Now, let me tell you what's bad.
Uh-huh.
This is what's bad. When you fall asleep, last week, I fell asleep on Law & Order.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I woke up in the morning thinking I had a court case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did. I thought I was finna do 5 years. I thought McCoy was
doing it. I watch Forensic Files so much that if they play one I've seen, that's the one where the girl had the guy in the basement. I know that. I've seen that one. You know what I'm talking about?
You seen that one.
I know I'm like that.
And speaking of TV, we're going to talk about this a little later on, but the Bobby Brown story last night on BET.
We kind of exposed too much.
Janet Jackson, if you're nasty.
You're nasty. Wow.
I had no idea. Yeah, so we're going to talk about
I still
about
love
Bobby
me
Brown
some Janet, story. Though. I tell you that.
I still do.
So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour in entertainment news and next hour. So you guys been watching TV. I'm sure you watched all the funerals and all that stuff. So
I watched one funeral.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Like, Okay.
Caller. It was 8 hours.
We could have broke it up in a couple of days, though. I'm just saying. But it was outstanding now. It was the bomb.
The number one phrase for that funeral was, "Is it still on?" That's all I gotta say.
Aretha Franklin's funeral, the Queen of Soul. Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes.
Okay.
So now
we know what you guys been doing. Like I said, we survived Santa's Soul. It was a fantastic time, and y'all been watching TV. So
I watched a lot of TV.
Did you get in the water, Carla? See,
you know that
y'all go all the way over there to some blue water and don't get in it. Did you get in the water?
But the boat ride, I did have my very own boat. I had a party boat. So I did, the boat ride was off the chain. So my hair got a little wet, but I wasn't in there like swimming or nothing. You know.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I was sexy.
Well, one thing about black women can't go to a pool party and not get in the pool. They can make it happen. I've seen it.
Oh, no. No. This is swimsuit, Sarong and pumps, and we're going to make this thing happen.
Sit around the pool, right.
Yeah, we had a foam pool party that we hosted, Shirley, myself, and Cheryl, and Jay, and Junior.
Right.
Yeah, so it was foam. Everybody had a good time, though. Everybody enjoyed themselves, vacation, all-inclusive. It was fantastic, Santa. So you hear I'm a little hoarse, hollering and partying. My feet hurt. We just had a great time.
That's when you had a good time. When your feet hurt, that's when you really
had a good
time.
When you come back hoarse, that's when you really had a good time.
Yes.
Voice gone, hair messed up, feet hurt. Yeah. This was good.
You had a good time, boy.
We had a good time. So hit us up, too, on all social media at Steve Harvey FM. If you survived Sand and Soul, if you had a good time, we're still taking your comments about the event, the weekend, the whole nine. So, yeah, hit us up.
All right. All right.
Okay. All right. We didn't go. Right. Ain't no pictures in it with us, but.
Yeah. So that was it, guys. What did you do? So, Jay, you said you went to the movies.
Watched
that's
a lot of television. A lot of television.
Which means we watched a lot of commercials.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
That
What's your favorite one, Tommy? What's your favorite one, man?
You know what? I like it when the gorillas show up with the glue, man.
You know what?
That's the
and
one
ain't
I like.
Nobody scared at all. Nobody's frightened because the gorilla got glue, right?
Y'all cool with the gorilla?
Mine is Alexander Graham Bell in the theater on the phone, man.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I love it.
You must want two. I'm one. You must want two.
I love that one.
Jay, what about the owl that's got the bathrobe on in the bathroom?
Those are all cute. All right, we got to go, guys. Coming up next, Nephew, you're up. Run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, we're going to talk about it. We'll talk about last night. Woo, child. Bobby Brown's story on BET.
Did you see it?
Yes. Also, in national news, we'll get the latest. Ms. Sam will give us the latest on Tropical Storm Gordon. That's affecting our neighbors along the Gulf Coast. And plus the chaos yesterday during Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation hearing.
Did you see the protests?
Yeah, a lot going on with that. But what you got, nephew? Run that prank back?
Well, you know, every man has to get this done when they reach a certain age, Carla. Jay knows all about this. But you know what? I make it convenient for you. You don't have to come in. I come to you because I am who? I am the prostate checker. The prostate checker. Run that prank back, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Roger.
This is Roger.
Hi, my name is Greg. I'm a PSC. I got you on my schedule. I'm supposed to come by your house tomorrow morning at about 7:15. I just want to give you a call and give you a heads up and let you know we will be there about 7:15. From my understanding, you go to work
You say you're a who?
I'm a PSC, sir. I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow. I got you on my schedule for Monday morning, and I'll be there at least about 7:15. From my understanding, you go to work at 7:30, and my procedure's only going to take a couple minutes, but I wanted to just kind of give a friendly call and let you know that I will be by there tomorrow morning.
What's a PSC? PFC? What you say, a PSC?
PSC, sir. PSC. I will be there tomorrow. I've been in business probably for the last, I guess, about 13, 14 years now.
What is PSC specialist? What you do?
Oh, you're not familiar?
You got me on the schedule. I ain't signed up for nothing.
Oh, I got you on my list here. I don't know who put you on here, but it's been paid for and everything for me to come by and do my job. And like I said, it'll only take me a couple minutes, and I'll have you on your way.
How you get my number?
Say again?
How did you get my phone number?
Sir, everything I have, I got 20 stops tomorrow, and I got you scheduled as my first stop tomorrow morning. I don't know. I got your phone number. I do have your address. Are you at Drive?
Yeah, that's my address, but I'm not scheduled for nobody to come to my house in the morning. I got to go to work in the morning. I know I'm not going to be here.
Right. My understanding, you pull out about 7:30, and I'm going to get there at 7:15. Like I said, the procedure only takes about 2-3 minutes, and I'll be on my way.
Who told you about all my information? You know, when I leave home and everything, who is this?
Like I say, my name is Greg. I'm a PSC, and I'll be there.
Okay, you said that already.
You'll see me tomorrow. I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you a friendly call here on Sunday and let you know that I'll be there. I'll be there about 7:15, and we'll get you taken care of, and then I'll let you get on your way to work.
You still ain't telling me what you're supposed to be doing.
Sir, a PSC is PSC. I'm a prostate checker, and what I'll be doing is coming in and checking your prostate tomorrow.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You ain't coming here to check my prostate. I get my prostate checked by my doctor. Who are you talking about coming to check my prostate? Not at my house, you ain't coming to check my prostate.
And you know what? I get this all the time. I get a lot of people that are in denial, a lot of men that claim that they've
got
it.
Man, my prostate is fine. I had my prostate checked just the beginning of this year, man. You don't need to come to my house checking my prostate.
Sir, a lot of men are in denial saying that they got it checked, and they got it, and a lot of times we find out they haven't. And there has to be a reason. If I got you on my list and it's paid, somebody has paid $125 for me to come by there and check it.
Well, you should be happy you paid $125. It's the less job you have to do then, because you're not coming to check my prostate.
Sir, I'm going to check it. Now, I'm going to be by there tomorrow, and at 7:15, I'm putting my rubber glove on with a little bit of gel on it, and I am going to check your prostate, and then I'll let you get on to work.
Well, I tell you what, that rubber glove ain't going nowhere near me, homeboy. I tell you what, you bring your on over to my eyes if you want to. It ain't going to be pretty, and it ain't going to be nice with you and your rubber glove.
Sir,
you might have had to stick a rubber glove up your when I'm done with you. Don't be coming about my high talking about checking my prostate.
Sir, do you realize that this is the leading cause to black men? Do you realize
man,
that?
I understand that, man.
All right, they
you
got
ain't coming to my
three
house
out,
and check
three
my
out of
prostate,
five black
man.
Men, three out of five black men are lost every year
man,
because of prostate
this,
cancer. So you ought to be very grateful that someone is sending me by there to check it and make sure you're okay.
I'm grateful that I can pay for a doctor that I go to every once a year, man. You don't have to come to my house talking about sticking no rubber glove up me, man. What's wrong with you?
Sir, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. My job is to give you a friendly call and let you know that I'm coming, all right?
What?
Now, tomorrow morning, listen, I don't want to hear anymore. Tomorrow morning, I'm there at 7:15, and you're going to get your prostate checked whether you like it or not.
Well, you bring your on by here then. I shall be here. You bring your bad back, you bad enough to come over here and check my prostate. You bring your on.
I'm going to check it. So you just be ready at 7:15 that you're going to get your prostate checked.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll let you
here.
Go
you
on to work.
On.
Case closed.
You come on over here if you want to. You know my address and all my what time I go to work and everything. You bring your bad on over here if you want to.
I don't care if I got to come over there, sir, and hold you down and check your prostate. I'm coming to check your prostate at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Well, I tell you what, you bring your bad on over here, You think you know who I am, what I need over here? You come on over here and you do what you got to do.
I'm
going to
be over there tomorrow morning.
You put that rubber glove on, you're going to be checking something else besides me. You're going to be checking your own. You bring your on over here if you want to, see if I don't get you up out of here. Don't be coming to my house with that
baby, you call somebody talking about I need a prostate check or something? Somebody on the phone talking about I need a prostate or something. You bring your, I'll tell you what, I'll be here when you get here. You bring your over here.
I will be there tomorrow at 7:15 in the morning.
You come your
with
over
my
here,
glove
you
on.
You may walk your over here. You may be wheeled away from this. You bring your over here if you want to.
I'm going to have my glove on tomorrow, and I'm going to be checking your prostate at 7:15 in the morning.
If you want to come by checking the prostate, you're going to be checking your own prostate. Because I'm telling you what, I got something for your you come over here. You bring your bad you think you're bad enough to come over here and check something over here, you come on with it.
I got one
come
more on thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Man, what the hell you got to say to me now? You ain't told me it's not. What's this you got to tell me now?
Are you listening to me?
Just bring your on over here. You're going to be hearing me.
I'm going to be over there, but I got one more thing I want to say. Are you listening?
What you got to say to me, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who are you? Who you say you was again?
Hey, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Hey, this is Chris Duncan with Steve Harvey, man. Hey, Tommy, boy, man.
You all right, Roger?
Boy, y'all about to make me go out. I wonder who the hell gonna come out of somebody's house to do a prostate check, man, on a regular basis like that, man. Yeah, y'all so got me, man. I'm going to get him back, boy. I can't believe he do me like that. I'm going to go over there and check his prostate. He, I don't even think he get here checked on the regular. I want to have somebody come check mine.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He was through with you. You play too much, nephew.
That's what you're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to play too much and be just straight up ignorant. You ready for this?
What?
September 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th. That's right. Added another day. Nashville, Tennessee, Zany's Comedy Club. The nephew is coming to town. That's 27, 28, 29, and 30. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. I'll tell you now, Friday, Saturday, sold out. I added Sunday. Added two shows on Sunday. So get it while the getting is good. And it is what it is. Laying in the cut, Toledo, Ohio. The Funny Bone, October 11, 12, 13. So if you're in Toledo, get ready. The nephew, Stupid, is coming your way.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, entertainment news. We'll talk about the Bobby Brown story. And Joffrey Owens, the actor from The Cosby Show, you remember him as Elvin? We'll talk about him coming up. He's in the news at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about this. Colin Kaepernick's Nike ad has everybody talking. So we're going to talk about that
it
at 20
good.
Minutes after.
It's a great
What'd
ad.
What'd you say, Jay?
It's a great ad. It really
is. Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. It is a very good ad. So we'll talk about that in 20 minutes. But first, Inside Entertainment News. Last night was part one of the two-part miniseries, The Bobby Brown Story, on BET last night. Did you guys see it?
Fill me in, Carla.
Woo, let me tell you. Well, social media is going crazy this morning. It is trending right now. I mean, sex, drugs, cocaine, his marriage to Whitney Houston. He had a relationship with Janet Jackson.
Wow.
I mean, I did not know. I had heard that he had a relationship that him and Janet kicked it back in the day.
He had relations with Janet Jackson. That relationship.
Oh, my
relationship. That was a lot, if you're saying what I think you're saying.
Boy, and that scene, they showed this scene where Bobby was dating Janet, and later on they got together at a hotel room. Now, she was with the DeBarge guy. Remember, she was dating him, and she got married to the DeBarge guy, so she was already involved with him at the time, according to this movie, according to Bobby Brown's story last night. And they got together, and it was the sex
Smack
scene.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's BBD, do me, baby. But it was long. This scene was really, really
was,
long. I thought it was too much. And then he throws her out the hotel room in this scene. She didn't have any clothes on. It was a
Whoa, back up.
Yeah.
Throw Janet out?
Yes. Yes.
Naked?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Well, she didn't have a top on.
That's when your career is really skyrocketing, when you can throw Janet Jackson out your room.
Ooh,
you really got it together. Or you crazy as hell. One of the two.
But, Jay, if I just could have been in the room across the hall, though, you know.
Man.
I take you in.
Just cross the hall, set my tray out to see that. What?
Yeah.
What? Whoa.
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 Get in here. God, let me
Whoa.
Take care of you.
Girl, get in here.
It was a lot. You. It was a lot. It was just, I don't know. That scene just threw me for a loop a little bit. But anyway, the movie star Woody McCain, who starred Bobby Brown in the New Edition, miniseries.
Who
that
did
we
a
saw.
Good job.
He
yes,
did a real
he
good
is.
Job.
He is.
Yeah.
And the movie picks up where New Edition, where that movie dropped off, and it touched on Bobby's scandals. Just like I said, his marriage to Whitney Houston, being the father, his drug and alcohol addictions. And part two is tonight, and we'll see the conclusion of the Bobby Brown story. Yeah,
I have
Jay.
A question. Since
Go
they're
ahead.
Doing Bobby Brown, they've done Whitney.
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going?
Yeah.
Where we
what?
See the Johnny Gill
when
story.
When is Johnny's story? RT, when we gonna do Trez Band story?
We see Ricky's story.
We'll be watching tonight. We'll talk about more Bobby Brown
we'll
later.
We'll watch
on,
it. If they show it, we'll definitely watch it, man.
Yeah. 30 seconds and quickly in entertainment news, other news. You guys remember Elvin from The Cosby Show, actor Jeffrey Owens. You know, he had been job shamed. Somebody took a picture of him working at Trader Joe's store in New Jersey.
Shame and a man who's got a job. That
yeah,
makes no
and
sense.
He opened up about it on Good Morning America yesterday. He was devastated about the pictures that had surfaced about him, but he's cool now. He's receiving a lot of support. And also, Tyler Perry has offered him a job on OWN TV.
That Tyler will show up, won't he?
Yes.
He respects his hustle. Yep. All right, we got to get going. Jay, please introduce Miss Ann. We got a lot of news to get to today.
Y'all, Miss Ann Tripp with the news.
Thank you, everybody. This is Ann Trippin. Let us get going. States of emergency, first of all, declared in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama due to Tropical Storm Gordon. One child, unfortunately, killed yesterday by a falling tree, thanks to Gordon, just west of the Alabama-Mississippi border. African-American Ayanna Pressley, about to become the first black woman elected to Congress in Massachusetts. She beat current Democratic Congressman Michael Capuano by 18 points. He was a very popular Democrat, but she beat him by 18 points, and there are no Republicans running. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination hearing got underway yesterday a little late after Democrats and protesters repeatedly interrupted things. Chairman Chuck Grassley gaveled in the proceedings as California Democrat Kamala Harris and protesters tried to stop him.
I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed.
And there was a lot of protesters in the back, and when they removed some, they were replaced by others. Democrats want to see the hundreds of thousands of additional pages of documents concerning Kavanaugh's judicial record, but the Republicans continue to refuse to turn them over. Eventually, Kavanaugh made his opening in rather general statement.
A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Some 70 protesters were arrested in all. The questioning begins later on this morning. By the way, the father of one of the students shot to death at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in February, attempted to shake Kavanaugh's hand yesterday. But he says the Supreme Court hopeful refused to shake his hand. It was outreach. He pulled his hand back, turned his back on him, and walked away. Fred Guttenberg's 14-year-old daughter, Jamie, was one of the 16 children killed that day. Judge Kavanaugh reportedly is against imposing bans on high-powered weapons. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has announced that he is not going to seek a third term next year. Emanuel saying that while it's been, quote, of a job a lifetime, it's not the job for a lifetime. Finally, one of the reporters who helped bring Richard Nixon down is out with a tell-all book about Donald Trump. Bob Woodward of the Washington Post has a new book entitled Fear, Trump in the White House. In it, he claims that current and former aides have called the president an idiot and a liar and disparaged his judgment. Trump calls the quotes and stories in the book a con on the public and a fraud. Finally, today is National Pizza Day.
We like pizza. Beep, 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 pizza.
Woo! I got to get pizza.
Everybody likes pizza. Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than Junior. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, okay, unless you've been under a rock, you've probably seen Colin Kaepernick's new Nike ad. Go to Steve Harvey FM on the gram on social media. We do have that picture of the ad posted. But if you haven't, it features a black and white close-up of his face with the words, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. So now this ad has evoked some strong emotions on both sides of the issue of kneeling during the national anthem to protest racism, police brutality, and social injustice. While athletes like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, even Tom Brady are in support of the ad, the National Association of Police Organizations fired off a letter to the Nike chairman and CEO saying that they're calling for a boycott for all of Nike products. The way they see it, featuring the former NFL 49er, is a slap in the face to those who actually sacrificed their lives for, you know, patriotism. And President Trump was also critical of the Nike sponsorship deal with Colin Kaepernick, saying he thinks it's a terrible message, but added that the company's ability to to make its own decisions, and that's what this country is all about. So, guys, what do you think?
Nike has used it to their advantage because they've got so much free publicity out of this, man, and they're going to make money off of it. And the fact that they're standing behind him, I think it's a great move. I think it's a real good move.
Why is it that we can keep telling you what this really is about and you keep ignoring what it's about? Why do we
Because that's
to
what they do, Tommy.
You know, they spin it, Tommy. They turn it around every
We can
time.
Tell you from day one that this brother took a knee for injustice in this country, too.
And police brutality.
Police brutality. So my problem is we keep telling you what it's about, and you keep coming back saying we're disrespecting the military. And that is so far from what this man was doing initially. He still is still kneeling for the same thing. and y'all still keep coming back with the same response, as if we disrespecting the flag.
And he's not doing that at all. Nike is missing a great opportunity to have a good ad, though, you know, for the people setting them on. How about this? Nikes, they on fire. Get them.
Because they did say people are putting setting the sneakers on fire now.
So that's
my goodness.
Right,
yeah, they setting them on fire now, Carl. Yeah, cool.
Well, you know what? I'm Nike head to toe now. There you go, Nike. There you go. You're supporting us. We're going to ride with you with that.
Yeah, we're going to ride with you, Nike.
Yeah. Yeah, this is unbelievable. And you're right, Tommy. You know, the president and all of these other people, his constituents, they're twisting this, and it's not what it's about. And why would the NFL be against the military against the flag? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Come on. That doesn't even make any sense. All right. If you want to comment, go to Steve Harvey FM on social media. We keep these conversations going. Coming up, we're going to talk about it. It's trending right now. The Bobby Brown story last night on BET. Did you see it in the car? Yeah. We'll talk about it 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, last night, honey, we talked about this earlier. Part one of the two-part miniseries of Bobby Brown, the movie last night on BET. Did you see it? Social media is going crazy right now. I mean, they touched and talked about everything, all the scandals, sex, drugs, cocaine, Whitney Houston.
Janet out the room.
Janet
what?
Is where you
Janet
got
Jackson, if Man. You're nasty. I mean, you know, everybody is on. Somebody tweeted, oh, let's wait a while. Hashtag Bobby Brown.
I'm not going to be putting my friend out in the hallway. You're not going to do that.
Oh, my goodness. So the movie started, Woody McCain starred as Bobby Brown, and the story picked up, we said this earlier, where the New Edition movie dropped off last year. Everybody loved a few years ago, the New Edition movie. And the movie talked about Bobby's solo career, his marriage to Whitney, being a father. You know, we talked about this Janet Jackson scene, if you saw it. That's just what's been trending right now. Unbelievable scene with that.
You weren't looking for that one, were you?
No.
You weren't looking for that.
No, I had no idea. I heard about it, but I had no idea.
Imagine how surprised
like
Janet
that.
Was when it happened.
Right. You better talk, Jay.
If you think you were surprised.
I know Janet's sitting there going, what the?
Yeah, but with a very low voice. I can't believe you told me that.
Right.
Can I get my time back, please? Just throw it in the hallway.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But let me give a shout out to actress Gabrielle Dennis. She played the role of Whitney Houston. You know, you may have known, you've seen her on The Game, on TV shows like that, and a couple of movies. She did her thing as Whitney. Gabrielle put it down. Mekhi Phifer, he played the role of Tommy Brown, Bobby's brother, and, you know, his
Mekhi
manager.
Always good.
Oh, very convincing.
It. Yeah.
Very convincing in every
and
role.
And the guy
he plays.
Who, the Bobby, man, this boy's got the moves and everything.
Woody.
He's got it
yeah.
down, man.
He, yeah. Dancing like him. He had the look, the haircuts, the different phases of Bobby. I mean, we saw how he got with Teddy Riley and how they met. Yeah, and how Bobby wanted, you know, when he went solo and how he wanted this aggressive sound. Because, you know, everybody is always arguing about when Whitney said Bobby was the king of R&B. And he was. He was like the original to do this type of aggressive R&B and dancing.
He changed
and
the game. He did. But he got
he
with
did.
Great producers, though. I mean, he had a vision, and he got with the right people to help him produce the sound he had in his mind.
That's
great.
Right, Jay, because Ralph Tresvant, there was a scene with him and Ralph Tresvant, and Ralph said, if this is what you want, if this is kind of like your vision, you
got to
get the right producer.
Yeah, you got
and Bobby
to,
knew that. Yeah, and he worked with Babyface.
He did.
He did, and L.A. Reid, but Teddy Riley was that my prerogative, that sound that, you know, we know and love
with
Bobby.
That was the key.
That was the key, yeah. Yeah, and that's where we saw Ginuwine and Usher and all that opened the door for them to have the styles that they had, to me, in my opinion.
Now,
Bobby was the
question.
Original doing that.
I have
that.
A question. Since we've seen the Bobby Brown, I asked this before, but I'm going to go in a different direction. Will we see the Boys to Men story? Because we don't know their story.
The Jodeci story.
Will we see the Jodeci story?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Mint condition. I want to see that story.
How about the Heavy D and the Boys? Come on,
but then I want the Silk story. Hello.
Come on now. Come on.
Keith Sweat story. Yeah.
I want
Mint
the 112.
Condition. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Give me that 112 story. Hello.
Yeah. A lot of comments on social media about Bobby Brown. Shout out to Denisha Hopkins. We know her as Raina St. Patrick, baby girl from Power.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. She's starring as Bobby Christina in the movie. Yeah, yeah. She looks like her. She looks like Bobby Christina. So part two tonight, we'll see the conclusion of the Bobby Brown story. And I think
it's
going to get
heavy.
I want
to see the H-Town story. Well, I mean, where them boys at?
Now, Carla, is it anybody you think might get thrown out in the hallway tonight? Anybody that might, who going to come out this hotel room tonight?
Well, I think this part two is going to be pretty heavy. It's going to talk about later in his life and the divorce with Whitney and his drug addiction and his relationship with his daughter and he dealt with a lot of death and a lot of tragedies in his life. Bobby did. So it's going to get heavy tonight. So we'll watch part two and hit us up. Social media. Talk about it. All right.
Check it out.
Yeah.
You got a prank call coming up?
I got a prank coming up next. You know, I'm going to keep it stupid for you because that's what I do. So hold tight.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so coming up at the top of the hour, we got the strawberry letter. We will handle. We will do the honor for Shirley and Steve and the crew. We'll get to it. But Nephew Tommy, you're here with a prank call. What you got, baby boy?
If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, then where can you talk straight? This right here. This prank is the barbershop.
Custis Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, James? What's up for you,
man? Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, no, not a problem, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man, something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work appointments, you know. Come
okay.
About
3 o'clock you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there about 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? Was somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
Well, it really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Oh, come on, bro. Say, Dennis, I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting, and I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you got to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we'll be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand, man. You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me. You know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a problem.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about
man,
all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your Now that's what
See, Kim Folk, you starting to, you're touching me wrong talking about.
You're talking about I'm touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
See, Kim Folk, ain't nobody touch you like that, tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know, we don't ride on here, cuz, you feel me?
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man. And not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff, man.
Say, hold up, hold up, buddy. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and say, bro, you know, I tried to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done rubbed me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
But ain't no punk flying there, then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold up, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get packed up out this. You understand me?
Hey, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon. It's a barbershop. It's real over here. You hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something to you. Quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm going to tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come up with that. You understand me?
I'm trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
I bet you I'll open you up. I'm going to open you up, boy. You understand? Now, kiss up. Watch out. Now, come on here with that. You know, tell you I'll do something to your eye. What you want to be? This ain't no salon. This is a barber shop. Cuts, man. You understand me?
I understand. Hold, what?
Yeah, that's cut, man. I ain't got no time for that. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. Damn all that. I got somebody to have a cut right now. I ain't got time for it. You bring your dumb back over here. You better come over here with your attitude straight. I bet you did. Cut hair. I don't do it. You feel me? Yeah, I cut hair, homeboy. I don't do hair. You feel me? You know what, man? What is you, man? You come up here. Yeah, come on up here and recognize yourself when you come up here. You know what I'm saying? Put your name on your shirt.
Okay. I'm going to put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. Say it before you got... Oh, my God. Oh, man. Say, bro, my bad, man. Oh, man.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
You play too much,
do I mean
nephew.
Do what it do? That's all I want to know. Do what it do, baby.
You the king, baby.
Yes, sir. Nashville, Tennessee, the nephew coming your way. That is September 27, 28, 29, and 30. All right, Thursday is about gone. Friday and Saturday sold out. Sunday, just about gone. Just a few tickets left. The nephew will be there. Get them. They on sale right now. Laying in the cut, it's Toledo, Ohio. The Funny Bone, October 11, 12, and 13. October 11, 12, and 13. I'm headed to Toledo, Ohio. The Funny Bone.
Nice. That's my birthday weekend.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, come on.
I'll be
there.
Turning 50.
What?
Well, what was that? I didn't hear. What'd you say?
What?
50 this year.
Yeah, you gotta say that loud.
Yeah.
You know what's
I hesitated. I was
come
scared.
On over here.
But you know what's in store
here.
For you? Discounts is on the way, baby. Don't worry about it.
AARP. Get
they
your
can
car.
Find you. They will find you.
Yep.
It's all good. You're healthy. You're looking good.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, you got a job. You're working. Yeah,
you know?
Don't worry about it.
Truly
you're
blessed. Good. Truly
these are blessings, baby. That's what this is.
Yeah, truly blessed. Yeah. So, Jay.
Yo, baby.
Yeah, we survived Sand and Soul. We're back. Some of the crew
I heard. Y'all came back with your voice gone, all tired and glassy eyes.
You come back without
my uncle. I've been sipping
on
tea this morning. It's
y'all
getting
come
better.
Back missing people.
Right. Where's Shirley? Where's Unc? Junior?
And Junior.
What's the deal?
Y'all went out to party. We got to send out a search team for the rest of the people. We don't know where the hell they at, man.
That's when you kicked it too hard.
Me and Jay might go next year. Me and Jay might fall off.
We might go down there.
Yeah, everybody, we're looking for you guys. Come on and join the party.
Especially I heard there was a white lady down there looking for me. I hate I missed that.
She might have been going to serve you some papers, Jay. You don't know what that was about.
All right, let's get out of here. We got the strawberry letter coming up at the top of the hour. Concerned father or jealous ex-husband? Write it 4 minutes after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're coming up at about 41 after the hour. Where we are going to talk about it again all morning long. The Bobby Brown story. Did you see it last night on BET?
Yep.
We are going to talk about it at 41 after the hour. But and right now, it is time. What, nephew?
What did you tell me I could do at the top of 9 Eastern? What did you tell me I could do now?
In about an hour or two, you're going to take some phone calls. What you going to do, nephew?
Come on, now. We didn't have a big Labor Day weekend. It's time to confess, baby.
It's midweek. You want to hear it, huh?
I'm not here to help you, but I want to hear what you're going through. That's all. I just want to put it out there. We're going to take some calls at the top of 9 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So in about an hour. And we got all of that. Bobby Brown, phone calls, it's a lot. So stay with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. But right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, you can submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Come on, nephew. I will do the honors and for Shirley, and you guys will hold it down for Steve. Come on.
All right, let's get it. Buckle up. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, the subject is concerned father or jealous ex-husband. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a recently divorced man with joint custody of my children. On the day that our divorce was final, my ex-wife and I, we went out for drinks and then back to her place to play a little game of hide and seek, if you know what I mean. We only did that once, and for the past 6 months, we have not had sex or anything close to it. Not too long ago, she told me that she has started dating again. So here's the problem. She wants her new guy to meet our son and daughter after dating him for only 2 months. She also has a girlfriend, which took me by surprise. She is definitely living her best life. But anyway, she also wants her girlfriend to be around our children. My ex-wife's boyfriend does not know she has a girlfriend, and her girlfriend does not know that she has a boyfriend. Obviously, this concerns me because my ex-wife is playing both sides of the field and wants to involve our children in this love triangle mess. I told her that she needs to end one of the relationships before someone gets hurt. She told me that I was flat out jealous. She told me that I'm jealous of her just because I can't get over her and that I don't want anyone else with her. I am a concerned father, and I could care less who she's getting it on with. It's just not a good look for my children, so of course I have to say something. What should I do? How do I fix this without looking like the jealous ex-husband?
I'll be there.
This is a lot. Well, let me just say this. First of all, you might be just a little jealous because you're only human, but you still have valid concerns, and you have a right to have input or say so as to who is around your children. Your ex-wife wants to bring her boyfriend and her girlfriend around your children. So now what kind of example is she setting for them? You need to show your children, you know, an example of a solid relationship. You know, you're flaunting your boyfriend and your girlfriend around, your boyfriend you've been only dating for 2 months, plus your girlfriend around your children. Maybe as a suggestion, you need to ask your ex-wife to establish some boundaries. Maybe you can suggest that when she wants to date, or, you know, maybe you can have the kids on the nights that she want to kick it and do all the things that she wants to do. Maybe you can also suggest to her that she introduced the kids to the right person when the relationship is going to be more stable. You know, she's only been involved, like you said, with this guy for 2 months, and we don't know how long she's been dating the girlfriend. I know you can't tell your ex-wife who to date, you know, in her love triangle. You do have to let her live her life. But honestly, you just can't stop her from doing what she wants to do. Let's just be real about it. But you have to monitor your children and just let them know within reason what to expect. I mean, this is real life. And you know, maybe you just have to break it down to your kids. You know, your mom has a lot of friends. It's just some ways that you have to handle it. But I think you really have the right to talk to your ex-wife and say, listen, you know, we got to have some boundaries. You just can't be just wilding out in front of the kids. Lead by example. Show them an example of a solid relationship. And that is my response for today. Jay, what you got?
Totally. Let me give you three more totallys. I'm just throwing more in there. Totally. Disagree.
You totally disagree?
Everything you just said. And I talked to the dude. See, first of all, don't nobody on this show got more exes than me. You all right? Let me say this. Let me start by saying this. Anything she's into that keeps her from calling the law on you and bugging you by child support payment, do leave her the hell alone. Dude, trust me on this one. Count your blessings. Between her boyfriend and her girlfriend, her time is going to be jammed the hell up. She ain't going to have time
literally
to be fooling with you. You are such a blessed man, and you don't know it. Stay jealous. Stay on that other side where you are. Leave her be. You know how old people tell you, leave them people alone. Stay at them people. You need to stay at them people business, boy. Don't worry about her. She is fine. If she wants to pick up skeet shooting, duck hunting, whatever it is, man, pottery making, painting houses, fixing cars. You know what?
You're
crocheting. I mean,
not crocheting.
TV. Dog. Whatever she into, she ain't bothering you. You need to focus on you. Them kids done seen what she doing. They gonna be fine. Dude, trust me on this one. And the old people, what the old people say, Tommy? Stay out
them people's business.
Stay out them people's business.
I don't know
business.
Why you crossed the street over there in the first place. Why are you over there?
Those are his children, Jay.
What I'm saying, stay out them people's business. You ain't
but
got
it
no
is
business
his business. Those are his kids.
Tommy, what does old people say when they find you someplace you ain't got?
What is you doing over here in the first place, Robert? What is you over here for? Stay out these folk business, man. Huh?
Yeah, do your mama know you over here? What the Stay out
crazy
them,
man.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Hey, Jay, in the words of my mama, what's this I'm hearing about you over there messing with Melanie and them? What is you over there
yeah,
for?
Yeah, what you doing?
All right, coming up, we'll have the nephew's response at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are in the middle of part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Subject is concerned father or jealous ex-husband. I'll do a recap quickly. This recently divorced man, he has joint custody of his children. He and his ex-wife, they hooked up like one time right after they got divorced, and but they've moved on since then. And she is dating a guy. She's only been dating him for 2 months, and so she has a boyfriend. And she has a girlfriend. So now she is telling her ex-husband, he's the one that wrote the letter, that she wants her children, their children, to meet the boyfriend and the girlfriend. The ex-husband is concerned about that. He thinks that it's too much, this love triangle, and he's concerned about his children, but he doesn't want to come across as a jealous ex-husband. He has asked for advice as to what he should do. Nephew, you are up. Now, come on, Tommy. He really asked for some help with this.
No problem at all, Carla. I promise you. Legitimate help. Honestly,
good.
I think you should take your ex-wife out to dinner. I think you guys should sit down and have a very good conversation. You should let her know that you don't condone the activity that she's doing, but just tell her I'm not going to knock what you're doing because this is maybe the new you. This is what you want to do. But I am concerned about the well-being of our children. So if you could possibly, for me, as a parent that's concerned, how about you keep this completely away from our children? Just keep this activity away. I'm not telling you to stop. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm asking you as the other parent, would you do this for me so our children won't be, you know, tied up in the middle of this? Does that make sense?
I'm speechless. It makes sense. That was great.
Well, I mean, that was
a great answer. That's what I was saying. You know, shouldn't expose her children to all this. Lead by example. You know, have a solid relationship.
What would Tommy say?
I gave you the Thomas Miles answer. You know,
was great. That was great. Okay.
What would nephew Tommy say? That's
if you asking Tommy, here we go. What do the girlfriend look like, boy? Huh? Let me tell you something. If we knew we had a girlfriend, we wouldn't have got divorced in the first place, boy. Listen to me. Figure out a way to get yourself into the party. See if they got a little wiggle room so you can get back here, meet the girlfriend, and let's be one big happy family. That's all I'm saying. Huh?
If she like two, she like three.
Yes.
Yes. Just one more.
When they like two, trust me, three and four can enter into the room.
Yeah. It's just one more. Yeah. It's just one more.
Yeah. So that's
and the other thing is, you're going to need somebody to hold a camera. I mean, come on now.
We making videos now?
Yeah, we making videos.
Because let me tell you something. I done been in there with a selfie stick. It's hard, but I worked it out. Sometimes you got to hold it. Sometimes you need her to hold it. Sometimes it'd be good for a third person to hold it.
Times I heard that and paid good money for it.
I'm the only one that's been in the room with a selfie stick. I'm the only one.
Yes. So.
Y'all ain't never been in a room and say, baby, hold this right here. Hold this right here. All I'm saying is, if you know, from a Tommy perspective, if you want to have some fun, it's time to go back now and explore what your ex-wife is doing. Don't be jealous. Get in the game. Yes, that's where I would be. So you got Thomas and you got Tommy. Which one did you like the best?
I like Tommy.
Tommy.
I definitely like nephew Tommy.
If you want Thomas Miles,
you like three, man.
Want Thomas, then hey, come on, man. Take your ex-wife out, sit her down, and say, hey, come on now. Let's do this decent and in order. If I don't even want to call this decent, but let's at least have some order to it, where our children are not in the middle of this crazy triangle you got going on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Now, that's one way to look at it.
You know, that's one way to look at it, Carl. Another way to look at it is,
leave them people alone.
Yeah, because, Jay, you were saying what? For those that missed your answer, you were saying.
My comment was, stay out other folks' business. Leave them people. Like old people tell you in a minute. Stay out of other people's business.
RJ, you remember when you was in school and somebody be drinking a nice cold soda and they get halfway through it, you be like, hey, save me some. Tell your ex-wife, hey, save me some. Save me some.
I can't tell many times I heard that and paid good money for it.
Save me some. Just save me a little bit. You know, just a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Well, the ex-husband did ask for some advice, and you know, my answer earlier was that, you know, he needs to talk to his ex-wife about establishing boundaries and introducing people that she's dating to the children, their children, when, you know, there's some more stability, longevity, and when there's more solid relationship.
He is jealous though, Carl.
I said he might be just a little jealous, you know, it's nothing he can do about it. It's her life. He can't honestly tell her what to do.
Right.
But, you know, but he then still it has a valid point.
Didn't it sound a little funny that right after the divorce, we go back to her house and get our boogie on?
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned
what's that called?
The last one?
Is that what that is? That's our last time. How many times you done heard that? How many times you heard that? This our last time. We gonna go and get it over with and go our separate ways. This is it. This our last.
Just call before you go over there, partner. That's all you gotta do.
That was very unusual after divorce. That one more time, and now she's in this love triangle. Yeah.
Because everybody I've seen leave the courtroom and left cussing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nobody leave. And we gonna go back to the house, get a drink, and get our boogie on. I ain't never seen that.
Right. If it's over, it's over. All right, if you have any comments on today's Strawberry Letter, you can email or Instagram us your thoughts at Steve Harvey FM, or you can even go to Lips by Carla and comment on today's Strawberry Letter. But coming up in about 10 minutes, we will have more highlights and discussions from last night. Bobby Brown story on BET. Bobby! Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew Tommy, you want to talk to the people. What you got going on? What is this, midweek confessions at the top of the hour? What is it now?
Yeah, you know what? It's Labor Day weekend, midweek, hump day confessions. That's what this is. Labor Day midweek hump day confessions. This is where you call the nephew, and you don't give me your name. You can use any fictitious name, and you give us a call at 877-29-STEVE, and you confess anything that you did crazy, anything that you want to get off your chest. Just remember, find you another name, okay?
Goodness.
Yeah.
877-29-STEVE, give the nephew a call, and we'll get to your calls at the top of the hour, but... if you're in your car right now, you're at work, everybody at the job, I'm sure they are talking about the Bobby Brown movie last night, part one, premiered on BET. Man, oh man. This movie was really good, and we have to give a shout-out. Shout-out to Woody McCain. He played Bobby Brown. This boy right here did the doggone thing.
Didn't he? Man.
Yeah, he put it down. And also Gabrielle Dennis, you've seen her on The Game. She did her thing as Whitney Houston. Both of them were very good, very convincing. Mekhi Phifer played Bobby's brother, Tommy Brown, who was his manager. So the movie kind of picked up where New Edition story left off, where Bobby was kicked out of the group, New Edition, and starting his solo career. And he had to go back home and try to, you know, get his thing together and see how he was going to really pursue his solo career and not just sing R&B slow songs. You know, he wanted that sound, that edgy sound. And Ralph Tresvant had advised him that you can do it, but you need to get with the right producer. And then voila, we see Teddy Riley and we see how that relationship, how they got together. What'd you say, Jay?
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis?
No, Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley. Okay.
Oh, Teddy Riley. I meant to say Teddy Riley. My bad.
Teddy Riley. Yeah.
And Babyface was in there too.
Yeah,
Babyface is written for everyone.
Yeah.
L.A. Reid and Babyface, you know, they were doing their thing as well, and they were big time. And so Bobby got with them too, and he appreciated the beats and the sound that they were giving him, but he wanted that edgy sound, and so that's why he really wanted to get with Teddy Riley and that sound that blew him up, My Prerogative. And then Bobby started, you know, he started making it big and selling records. And, you know, he performed at a concert in Georgia and the police had warned him about doing all that sexual gyrating on stage and all of that. And they told him not to do it and he did it. But come to find out, he did it on purpose to get arrested because he wanted to be
that bad boy.
Yeah, that bad boy, and it helped him sell records. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that weird now? If you don't have a concert like that, people are upset today. But back in the day, it was like you couldn't.
Oh, they walked right on stage and carried him right on off that stage.
Nowadays, you got to do that, right?
Yeah.
You know, all in all, though, the Bobby that I have met and the Bobby I love me some Bobby Brown.
Me
you know
too.
What I mean?
You know
the Bobby that I know that I've did the Essence Festival with so many years. I love that Bobby Brown. So, you know, I guess I'm seeing the ups and downs that he had coming up. And, you know, I have the Bobby that's after he's gone through all that.
You know what? And that's the weird thing, too. When you meet Bobby, it's hard to imagine that he had the life that he had because he's such a down-to-earth person.
So cool cat, man.
A real cool guy. I've
met him a couple of times. I met him at Circle of Sisters in New York. He loves the prank calls, Tommy. He told me to tell you that. Yeah, I think you already know that.
Did I tell you what he told me, Carla? What did
he say?
He had just gotten in trouble for something and he got pulled over. You know why I got pulled over? And they took me in. You know why? I said, why? Because I was listening to them prank calls. That's why I was like, nah, you're not going to blame that on me, Bobby.
Yeah, he's such a donor. You know what he told me?
What, Jay?
He didn't tell me anything. I just wanted to have one of them moments.
Oh, you wanted to have a moment?
No, I ain't having. He didn't tell me a damn thing. He didn't say nothing to me. Mm.
Learned a lot about Bobby. Bobby went through a lot of tragedies in his life.
I mean, him and Whitney both.
At a very young
age. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Whitney together, man, it's just like, wow.
Yeah. And
what a life they live, man.
Yeah, and according to the movie, he found out that Whitney was doing drugs on the day they got married. That's when he actually found that out. And then, you know, they became husband and wife. And then, you know, the drugs and alcohol addiction was in full swing. And his brother was concerned about him. And his career was going down. And he wasn't paying money. And all they were doing was just getting high. And it was a lot to see that. You know, we learned about, you know, we were talking about it all morning, this shocking relationship that he had with Janet Jackson. I mean, I heard about it back in the day, but I didn't know it was like that.
You put Janet out the room. You are really some kind of man. Boy, you some kind of upset when you put Janet Jackson out the damn.
Yeah. I think that's when you run back to the elevator. Girl, come here. I'm just playing. Come here.
I mean,
girl.
He bought her a car and everything, and she was like, "What you doing?" Like, he wanted to take their relationship to the next level, according to this movie, and she didn't. You know, she was already involved with somebody, and that hurt him. And you know, it was just a lot.
He was her first booty call.
Okay.
All right then, Jay.
Yeah, so jump in on the conversation. Hit us up on social media at Steve Harvey FM. Folks are tweeting about it this morning. Part two tonight, the Bobby Brown story on BET, starring Woody McCain, Gabrielle Dennis, is Whitney Houston, Mekhi Phifer, Tommy Brown, and Denisha Hopkins. We know her as Raina St. Patrick, baby girl from the TV show Power. Yeah, okay. She's playing Bobby
she working.
Christina.
I'm glad she's working right after Power. Yeah, that's good.
She is playing the role of Bobby Christina. And part two is going to be really heavy. It talks about, you know, all the things
the two
that
losses
Bobby
that
went
are coming
through.
To Whitney.
Yeah, a lot of grieving and a lot of pain that he's going through. Yep. All right, call the nephew, 877-29-STEVE. You're calling this what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you, but I want to hear what you're going through. This is our confessions right here, y'all. Confessions, Labor Day weekend.
Maybe the people who ain't here don't call in. Who knows, huh?
Oh, yeah, the morning crew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The nephew is in the building right now. He is here with, what are you calling this, midweek confessions,
this
Labor Day confessions?
This is midweek Labor Day afterwards, hump day Wednesday, weekend, midweek confessions. That's it. It's all that. This is where you give me a call at 877-29-STEVE, and you let me know, you know, what you did this past week or weekend, and, you know, what you want to confess about. You don't leave your name. You would never do that, all right? Uh-huh. You just give your boy a call. My confession booth is now open. 877-29-STEVE. Get a nephew a call.
Hey, Tommy, can we do a part two to your question and ask them to talk about Bobby Brown? Okay.
Did they see the Bobby Brown show last night? Yeah, we could do
the
that.
The movie, part one. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. All right.
So we're talking about your weekend or Labor Day or midweek confession, along with give us a call if you want to comment on the Bobby Brown movie that started last night, and they got another one. Part two's tonight, right?
Yeah, correct.
There we go. All right, who we got? Ready?
Let's try C-Mac from Delaware. Kat, let's try line five.
C-Mac.
Good morning, morning crew.
Good morning, C-Mac. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right.
I got a confession.
Come on.
I got a wife and two mistresses, and I'm like between the hard rock right now. Don't know what to do.
Wait a minute. Let's slow it down, partner. Let me write that down. Hold on, Carla. This is serious talk now. We got a wife and two mistresses.
Yes, sir.
And you are between a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Get my own place and call it C-Mac Place.
C-Mac plays. Okay, let's.
Really?
Okay, so how long you been married? How long you been married, C-Mac?
16 years.
16 yes. years.
Time to get your own place.
What?
Time to get my own place.
Yes, time.
Okay, C-Mac, 16
I
years.
I don't think it's going to change none. I think I'm still going to be the same person, you know, because yeah. I get a new batch every year.
Yeah, but oh. you need your own place. Yeah, you're going to get your own place.
So when you say you get a new batch, you get new mistresses every year? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you have two mistresses now.
Ooh, I love
mm-hmm.
Do they know each other?
Well, my wife found out about one of them.
So
she wow. called her and all that, but ain't nothing became of it.
So you,
I'm C-Mac. I had that under control.
I'm C-Mac.
Okay, because I'm C-Mac. Okay, okay. So C-Mac. So, wifey finds out when you say you had under control. You still have that mistress.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, okay.
What's that, Carla? No, Carla. What is you saying? I'm hearing moans and groans. What are you saying? I'm not hearing no words, Carla. All I'm hearing is,
Hey, we're in the booth. We're in the booth. This is the confession booth, all right? We don't judge around here. Now, all right. How long have you, okay, you've had this mistress how long, the one that she found out about?
The new batch one, 6 months.
6 months, okay. Now, tell me about, what is it so special about her that you had to step out and get a relationship with her instead of being at home with wife?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the problem is that I used to get, you know, my clothes on. I used to get a meal when I come home. This new mistress, she's a chef. So she uh-huh. cooks for me, makes sure I got something to eat. If I need a couple of dollars, which I don't need, she
it's
gives, you know.
To leave
she looks out for me.
Chef.
She looks out
Are you
for me.
Kidding me, man?
So you get great food and some pocket change if you need.
Wow.
And more than that. I'm going to keep it clean.
Okay, cool, yeah. cool. I understand. But let's go back, though, C-Mac. So does wifey cook like that, take care of you? You know what I'm saying? You know, because you've been married 16 years, so something must be good, C-Mac.
I've been married 16 years to her, been with her 20. And okay. all that stuff just fell off all of a sudden. You know
oh,
what
don't
mean?
Be it's blaming
just,
her. Oh, I can't
wow,
stand
wow. Oh, hold on. We in the booth.
I'm the breadwinner of the family now. Come on now.
So?
Make sure the bills
can
pay,
can I ask a question?
I don't mind you asking a question in my booth, Jay.
I'm asking a question. In the time that you've been married, how many mistresses have you had?
Oh, my God. Whew.
What?
I can't count them.
Okay. Let's do it like this, C-Mac. Wow. You've been married for 16. When did you get that first mistress? What year were we on?
Yeah.
The same time I married her.
You had a mistress from the beginning?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And she knew about it.
She always had a mistress.
Always.
Wow. Okay, C-Mac. So C-Mac, do she have a, I don't know if this is a word or not, do she have a mistress?
I don't know what she got. It really doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I mean, we can all join together, tell you the truth. You know what I mean? It's
yeah, yeah.
C-Mac's place.
Because he's C-Mac.
Yeah, you do need C-Mac place, though. It's starting. I can see where you're going with it. Now, tell me about the other mistress. One is a chef.
Well, she just moved away, and she's younger.
Oh.
And I'm glad she moved away because she
Me
was
too.
Coughing my pocket. She was digging in my pocket too much.
Oh, the younger one needed money.
Yeah, she was digging in my pocket. She still need money. I can't do that. And
okay.
So that's why I got to get another batch. Well, she got to go.
Okay.
The young ones have to go.
Okay. So we can.
How do you see Mac? How
we can
you?
Look for you to get your C-Mac place up and running in the next 6 months.
She said, how old am I calling? 58.
Yeah. How much?
58.
Way too old.
C-Mac, old school, girl.
Tall, dark, and handsome. 6'2", 300 pounds.
The phrase, you too old for that, is not going to work on C-Mac, okay?
Wait a minute. 6'2", 300 pounds?
Well,
6'2",
you can't ask him if
pounds.
He watched the Bobby Brown story because he's been busy, so that's a no.
All right, we got to go, C-Mac.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are in the middle of midweek confessions with the nephew, 877-29-STEVE, because what, nephew Tommy?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. You got to give us a call. The booth is open. It is my booth. It's the confession booth. This is where you call and let me know what you did this past week that you are really not really feeling good about, but you want to just get it off your chest. 877-29-STEVE. It's nephew Tommy's confessions. Give me a call right now. What you
All
got, Carla?
Let's go to line six, Tommy. Charles from Columbia, South Carolina. Your hometown, Jay.
Yeah, man. Charles.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on, Charles, man? The booth is open. Man. What's your confession, man?
Well, my, this past Labor Day week, my wife had some issues with her car. So I had to take her to, I had to pick her up from her hair appointment. So I'm walking in the hair appointment, and lo and behold, it's just, we start talking, and the lady that's doing her hair is my old girlfriend back in college. She just moved to the area. They're talking and everything, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and it's like,
magic.
Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing? I didn't say nothing to her, but she didn't say nothing to me, and it's been about like 3 or 4 days now. I ain't saying nothing to my wife. I ain't telling her. And she likes the lady. She likes the way she does her hair and everything. And she, you know, thinking about going back. And they talking about hanging out and stuff like that. But, you know.
Did y'all hook up?
No, they ain't hooked up. They hooked eyes up. They eyes. They contact made. That's what happened.
Yeah, I looked at her. I looked at her. She looked at me. I was like, you know, eyes got real big. And she just got, you know, eyes got big, and, you know, she just, you know, she's just talking to her. I'm just sitting there reading the magazine, just like, I need to go back in the car and sit down. Yeah. I need to get up out of here.
Yeah. You know, most men can't stay in the same room when something like that happens. Most men be like, ooh, I got to get up out of here.
So let me, I don't know if I should say something to her, tell her, like, hey,
you should. You should, Charles.
No. Why mess up a good hairdresser? Why do that?
She needs to know who's doing her hair. No, and this woman has history with our man.
Why mess up this lady's money?
But she do good know, hair. You know, let her hair.
You know, people that do hair, they ask, you know, where you from and everything. And my wife told her where she from. Like, oh yeah, my husband's from there. We met there, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, whatever. So I tried to change the subject real quick, and she might put two and two together. But Tommy, I ain't seen her in about 15 years. She cold.
How she looked? She still look good. She bad, man. And I know her hair was banging because most hairstylers, they hair be banging.
It's down her back, and she's doing her hair and everything. We just talking, just like, man, I got it.
Okay, but let me ask you this though, Charles. Ever since that day in the hair salon, how many times have you thought about the hairstylist? Be real with me, Charles. Come on, Charles.
A little bit. I'm trying not to do nothing with my wife. I don't want to sweat it out, so she got to go back to the beauty salon. So I ain't trying to beat, man, but I'm thinking about hitting her up on Facebook and just saying what's up to her. You know, hey, how you doing? Hey, let's keep it, you know, for business, professional, whatever. And she just moved to
Charles. If I was you, I'd go in there and get me a perm and let her do my hair. If you want a seal, you know what I'm saying. If you just want a seal, we gotta go, Charles. We'll be back with more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, you are on fire this hour with your midweek confessions. Mm-hmm. They are really, really good.
Come on now.
Really good.
I'm not here to help you. I'm here to hear what you going through. Get on the line, 877-29-STEVE. My booth is open. It is weekend confessions, midweek confessions, as Carla would say. And we also got a part two if you want to comment on the Bobby Brown movie that jumped off last night. Part one was last night. Part two is tonight. So we're going to... leave that open for you if you want to discuss. But let's go, Carla. Who we got?
Let's go to Tampa, Florida, and talk to Robert. Bobby on line four.
Robert.
Right. Hey, y'all ain't right putting me in there with Bobby like that. How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? What's your confession this morning, Robert?
Yes, sir. My confession, man, is, you know, I love my girl to death, but I don't like her, Tommy.
You love her, but you don't like her.
I love her, but I just do not like her, man. And that's
why
I just learned that about a month or two ago.
But you know what? It's a lot of men.
We've been together about 4 years. Sorry.
That's a lot of men actually understand that statement. I love her, but I don't like her. But go ahead. 4 years and what?
I'm talking about, man, it's just, she do some good things, man. But then sometimes she, like, every time we're watching a movie, she got to talk. You know what I'm saying? But when she watching a movie, she don't want you to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, when we're arguing in the car, she real dangerous. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting hit in the car while I'm trying to drive. You know what I'm saying?
She been hit? I mean, she hit you?
She got the, yeah. Of course, man. I ain't no woman. I'm old school, man. A real man over here.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like I'm just talking about why you driving. She just popping you upside the head. What's she doing?
Yeah, popping you upside the head, trying to grab the wheel, anything she fit. Well, she going in on it. She going in on it, and she going hard.
Go ahead and defend this one, Carl.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't condone the violence like that. She needs to keep her hands to herself.
Exactly.
I agree. But we working on that. It's just, it's taking me long. I mean, it's from a past relationship. You know, I know she had a lot of stuff that went on. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to be like, you know, the brothers got to step up out here. You know what I'm saying? We got to tighten up, man, because we still got an obligation to treat these women right. And, like, that's really right. Bring them out of the stuff that we done went through all of the time, the 500. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about everything.
Well,
you know what, Rob?
We got to bring them out of the things that they have gone through, because they holding that grudge or whatever took place in that past relationship, man, and they bring it to the next relationship, and they expect anticipate that the next man going to do the same thing, when really we're trying to be a better man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you getting this, man, I'm talking about, man, it ain't fair. Dude trying to be good, I don't read magazines, man, trying to find out, okay, I can't, don't do this to the ladies, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's rough, man. It's rough. And I really just wanted to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Just take a step back and look at what you got. You know, don't dawn so much on what happened in the past. Check out what you got right now. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's all. That's my confession, man. I love my girl, man, but.
That's good, Robert.
Well, you know, Robert, just keep pressing forward. It's gonna all come together, man. Just keep pressing forward. Keep doing the right thing, and it's all gonna come together.
That's it, Robert. All right, Bobby.
You ain't nothing like Bobby Brown.
We got to go. We're going to wrap up the show. That was good, Nephew Weekend Confessions.
Yes, sir.
And we'll come back, closing remarks maybe from the Nephew and J. Anthony Brown at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It was the last break of the day right now.
What a day.
Yeah. Hump Day, Wednesday. Woman Crush Wednesday, all of that.
Might as well hump if it's hump day.
You went there, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have kept that one inside. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Inside voice, outside voice. Yep. Well, last week, listen to this. We celebrated the primary victory of Andrew Gillum, the Democrat running for governor in Florida. And now, J. Anthony Brown, Nephew Tommy, Boston, Massachusetts.
Come on.
We have to say congratulations to Ayanna Pressley.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, last night.
You said Yelly Van Zant one. I'm finna say.
No, hug your picture country. Life, picture
hug your country. Hug your brother. Hug your brother.
She can't actually fix a life, though, Jay. She has.
Yes,
she
can straighten some people
she's
out,
really
man.
Good,
yes, she's really
man.
Good, right?
Yeah. Well, congratulations again to Ayanna Pressley last night.
Congratulations,
defeated,
yes.
Yes, 10-term Democratic Representative Mike Capiano in Boston. Now, Ayanna is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and it seems like that the party voters, they want change. They want a new look for the Democrats and minorities and women. So this is an important time. You got to vote in the primaries, and you have to get ready to vote for the midterm election.
Please, stay mad enough to vote if you're mad.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, really.
Stay mad enough to vote. Go to former First Lady Michelle Obama. She has a voter registration and a voter information initiative, and you can go to the website at whenwevote.org. Whenwevote.org. You can get information and you can also register to vote. Whenwevote.org. And if you can hear my voice, you can hear us. The state of Florida, the entire state of Florida, y'all got to get out and vote this midterm election everywhere, but especially.
We can do it.
Florida,
it can be done.
Okay?
Can
we
be
can
done.
Get this done. We can get it done.
I think, you know what I think, guys? I think the younger generation is actually going to be the turning point. That's what I think is going to really get out and vote this time. I think that's what's going to make a difference. I really do.
Yeah, we need
it. I encourage you all, especially you all that just got there and you're now able to vote, please make sure you get out and vote.
Because I don't think they're feeling all this hate that's coming from the other side. They're not with that. They don't live that type of life, you know. They're about mingling and making friends and internet. And it's just different.
Yeah, and they also, you know, the message is, if you're, I like what you're saying, Tommy, about talking to young people about voting. If you're of age and you're able to vote, do not wait and say, oh, well, this is not a presidential election year, so I'm not going to vote. You have to vote now. You have to vote in these midterm elections coming up on November 6th. Exercise your right to vote. This is local elections, judges,
and midterms are really the most important because they affect you personally. I mean, you see when your neighborhood changes, that has to do with a lot of midterm elections. And if you don't get the people in, then there's nothing going to be there for you. So,
yeah, it affects your community as well.
It affects your community a lot. You're right.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Carla, when I really got the voting energy is when I got to, I mean, you and I were down the street from each other going to school, but I was at Texas A&M, you were at Prairie View, but just the energy of the student body.
Yeah.
The whole thing was, man, we got to vote, we got to vote, we got to vote. And we registered on campus. We did everything necessary and made sure everybody got voted. And we really pushed the issue of making sure you were registered and you voted every time the terms came around. So you got to do it. But college was the big turning point for me as far as voting is concerned.
Absolutely right. And just like we were talking about Andrew Gillum from the former mayor of Tallahassee, which, you know, Tallahassee is home of Florida A&M University, the Rattlers. That is a big HBCU school. So, you know, Howard University, all of these HBCUs, you know, we're on the home station there. You guys got to get out, register to vote. Young people, midterm elections, very important for the House and the Congress. I mean, Jay, you watch news. Jay Anthony Brown, he watches the news all the time. He's up on what's going on with the president and what's happening. Supreme Court Justice, you saw yesterday the hearings, the confirmation hearings and the protests and things that are going on. You need to understand and know what these people, what their policies are, where they stand on different issues that can affect you and your future. So you got to make sure that you register and go out and vote.
They got a file that's 40-something thousand pages.
But that's not all of it.
You know?
That's not all of it.
And but they haven't even been able to read 10% of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as what's the guy that's up for the
Judge Brett Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what they're asking is, we need time to go through this. And y'all trying to rush the issue.
And we need the rest of the papers. 40,000 is not all of the papers that they have. They have a lot of information that they've decided not to give. And when they say, you know, if you want to choose judges, then you got to win elections. Well, that didn't happen when Barack Obama tried to appoint a judge because they wouldn't put it on the floor at all.
They waited. They waited until he
waited.
Was gone.
They waited until he was gone, right.
Mm-hmm. So you got to get out, register to vote.
Please get out, register to vote, and vote.
WhenWeVote.org is, like I said, is former First Lady Michelle Obama's voter initiative. Chris Paul, Tom Hanks, a lot of star power, a lot of celebrities are a part of Michelle Obama's voter initiative. WhenWeVote.org. Go right now. Register.
Midterm, baby. Let's get it. November's on the way.
We got work to do. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a good Wednesday.
Good show, hump day. Baby.
Hump day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.